OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, April 29th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 8. That's how many consecutive quarters Boeing has reported negative free cash flow. The entire aerospace industry has been hobbled by COVID-19, but Boeing's problems go back even further. Back in March 2019, the Boeing 737 MAX was grounded worldwide following two deadly crashes. That halted sales of the jet and required costly fixes. Then the pandemic hit, and airlines across the world canceled orders for new planes. Management did sound an optimistic tone on Boeing's first quarter earnings call on Wednesday. Air travel is up significantly since this time last year, and Boeing is delivering more of the updated MAX jets and other models. But there's still a long, long way to go. Boeing's stock is down almost 50% from its peak in 2019. The next number up is $90 billion. That was Apple's revenue in the first 3 months of 2021. Let that sink in for a moment. Nearly $100 billion in sales in just 90 days. That was up 54% from the same quarter a year ago. It's startup-like growth from the world's most valuable company. Apple reported a profit of $24 billion on that revenue on Wednesday evening. Both the earnings and sales figures were well ahead of Wall Street analysts' expectations. The company's new 5G-enabled iPhone lineup is a hit with customers, but Mac and services revenues both hit all-time highs as well. And Apple's board of directors is sending some more of those hefty earnings to shareholders. The company increased its dividend by 7% and announced an additional $90 billion of stock buybacks on Wednesday. Our last number is 9%. That's how much the S&P 500 index has climbed since President Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th. It's the index's best performance in the first 100 days of a president's administration since Franklin Delano Roosevelt's fourth term in 1945. Of course, there are a multitude of influences that determine what the stock market does over any period, and the impact of any particular president is debatable. Continued easy monetary policy, the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines, and a string of strong economic data and corporate earnings reports are among the bullish forces that have underpinned the rally in recent months. And the first few months of the year tend to be a better time for stock returns in general, as corporate management teams give guidance for the year ahead and investors price stocks on those higher estimates. Nonetheless, Biden fans get to brag that his first 100 days saw the S&P 500 rise by more than double the average for all presidential terms since the index was created. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, April 29th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost-effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.